Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day and an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Revi'i, the 10th day of the month of Kislev. Today's program is generously sponsored by Judy Carmel in loving memory of her dear mother, Ethel Shapira, Ethel Bas Harav Shlomo Zalman, whose birthday is today, the 10th day of Kislev. May her neshama have an aliyah. We greatly appreciate your support. Please continue to daven for all those whose names are listed in the daily email, including the four children we continue to daven for, Yehoshua Heschel ben Nechama Devora, Pesach Pitalo ben Chaya Batsheva, Alina Orna Bas Chenchana, and Raya Bas Michal. May all those in need have a refuah shalema. Additionally, of course, please keep in mind our brothers and sisters being held hostage in Gaza. May they speedily today be returned home to our family, be returned home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi David Hellman, of the Young Israel of Brookline in Boston, Massachusetts. The last time that Rabbi Hellman was on, we were both at the OU headquarters in Lower Manhattan, sitting together doing the call, but today we do it virtually. But it's great to have him back to share words of Divrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Hellman slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. Tehillim will be followed by Echeinu, recited both in Hebrew as well as in English. Then Rabbi Hellman will lead us in the recitation of the Mishaberach for Tzahal, for the Chayalim, the Mishabeach for the Shvuyim, those are being held captive. And finally, concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, pausing, give each of us the opportunity to daven for those in need of a refuah, who are injured, sick, or suffering, pausing, giving us that opportunity to insert all of their names. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can do so anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. And to sponsor the program, whether for a day, a week, a month, greatly appreciate all sponsorships. We've done so at ou.org/call. Again, that link is ou.org/call. Again, today's program, we are very grateful and appreciative Judy Carmel for doing so in loving memory of her mother. May her neshama have an aliyah. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Hellman.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herman. It's my pleasure to be here, even virtually. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today. It is my honor to participate. In this week's coming parsha, we will read about the tragic death of Rachel Imenu. Yaakov and the entire family were traveling. They had recently re-entered the land of Israel, and they were on the road when suddenly Rachel goes into labor, vatakash belidata, and she is having difficulty, she is having trouble, she is in pain, she is struggling, something is not right. The midwife tells her, don't worry, al tiri, I can see that a healthy boy is about to be born. Rachel knows that that boy will be Benjamin, but then tragically, she dies giving birth to him, and she will never really know that son. The Torah describes that Yaakov buries Rachel right there on the side of what would have been a dirt road somewhere between two cities. And the Medrash asks famously, why was Rachel buried there? Why did Yaakov bury her there? Why did he not try to bring her to Maras HaMachpelah? Why did he not find some more dignified place? And the Medrash answers that Yaakov saw prophetically that one day the Jewish people would be exiled, the land of Israel would be conquered, Jews would be taken as captives, as prisoners, as slaves. They would be marched down that same road out of the land of Israel, and as they would be walking by Kever Rachel, Rachel would be crying for her children, praying for them in heaven, and the Jewish people would see the burial place of Rachel and derive strength from that. The Medrash quotes the Pesukim in Yirmiyahu, Kol Amar Hashem, Kol Brama Nishma, a voice is heard on high in heaven. Nehi Bechi Tamurim, Rachel Mivaka Albaneha. There is wailing There is bitter weeping. Rachel is crying for her children, Ki einenu, for they are not here. They are gone. And certainly today, in heaven, Rachel is still crying for all those who are einenu, who are not home, who are missing, hostages that are still in Israel, soldiers that are away from their families, fighting, people who have been displaced, the entire Jewish people who cannot dwell securely and safely in the land of Israel. Why does Rachel cry? Well, of course she cries because she is the mother of these children. And any mother who sees her children suffer cries for them and davens for them. But I think there's another aspect that I would like to introduce as well. The Medrash actually asks, why did Rachel die so young? And specifically, why did she die before her older sister Leah? Why does she predecease Leah? And the Medrash answers that she died first because she spoke first. Since she spoke first, she died first. What is that referring to? It's referring to last week's Parsha. Towards the end of the Parsha, Yaakov gathers the entire family together and he says, I think it's time to go. We need to leave Laban's house. We are no longer welcome. I need you to leave your father and your family behind, speaking to Rachel and Leah. Will you do that? Do you agree? And the Torah records, Vata'an, Rachel v'Leah. And Rachel and Leah respond, and they say, Ha'od lanu chelik v'nachla b'beis avinu, we have nothing to do with our father, we are ready to go, we will go back with you to the land of Israel. But the Medrash points out that the Torah records, Vata'an, Rachel v'Leah. Rachel is listed first. Rachel spoke first. She spoke up before her older sister, which apparently is disrespectful. In other words, what the Medrash is pointing to is that even on the one hand, Rachel did something with superhuman kindness to give the signs to Leah, as we all know, and to let Yaakov, her beloved, marry her sister. But still, at the same time, we know that there is a sense of competition, tension between them and their children, the divisions between that, the different parts of the family, the hurt feelings. Still, even though Rachel was so righteous, she also bore some of the responsibility. And there were some times that she spoke up before her older sister, and maybe she didn't realize it, but made Leah feel worse, that she was, so to speak, second fiddle. And it was that brokenness within Yaakov's family, that the Jewish people were not whole and united. In some way, that was the spiritual cause that made Rachel die young and not be able to be with her children. And so for all eternity, Rachel cries for her children. She cries because, of course, she sees their suffering. But she cries because she also understands the reason for it. She understands the causes for it from her own life experiences. That the Jewish people, why are we not strong enough? Why do we not have the sufficient spiritual merit for Hashem to protect us, to not have to suffer? Well, it's because there is division and machlokas, because there are different groups within the Jewish people that go back to the different tribes, that go back to the children, go back to the tension between Rachel and Leah. And Rachel knows that it was because he and Leah and the family at that time could not figure out how to do it, could not make the entire family whole, could not rid senses of jealousy or competition or hurt feelings. Because of that, it reverberates throughout all of Jewish history till today. And in some ways, we still suffer for it. And so if we want Rachel to stop crying, to no longer have reason to cry, we can't bear to hear our own mother crying for us. So what is necessary is continued and increased unity and solidarity, which of course has been strengthened to a great degree, but we have to continue to strengthen it, to continue to increase the love for all Jews, to know that we are brothers and sisters, even if there are important issues that we disagree upon, even if we are from different mothers, so to speak, some from Rachel, some from Leah. We are still all brothers and sisters, part of one family and one people. And if we can truly come together, that will make the Jewish people whole, then Rachel, our mother, will no longer have any reason to cry. We continue now with Tehillim, beginning with Tehillim Chas, chapter 20. Lamnatseach Mizmor LeDavid. Yancha Adonai B'yom Sara, Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Umitzion Yisadata, Yizkor Kol Minchosecha V'olasecha Yedash Naseva. Yitain Lecha Sobavecha V'cholasasecha Yimalei, Niranana B'shirasecha U'v'shem Eloheinu Nidgol, Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishalosecha. Tayadaki Ki Hoshia Adonai Nishicho, Yaneu Mishmei Kadsho B'gvuros Yesha Yimino. Eilev Arechev Ve'eilev Asusim, V'anachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. Hema Karu V'nafalu, V'anachnu Kamnu V'nistodad, Adonai Hoshia, HaMelech Yaninu V'yom Karenu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor LeDavid Adonai Roi Lo Echzar, Vinos Desha Yarbiseni Almei Menuchos Yenahaleni, Nafshi Yeshovei Yancheni V'magli Tzedek L'ma'an Shemo. Gam ki eilech begeit talmaves lo iraras ki ata imadi. Shiftecha unishantecha, hema yinachamini. Taroch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai, vishanta vashemen roshi kosi rivaya. Ach tov vachesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayai, vishavti beveis Adonai, leorech yamin. Hillim, Uchaf Aleph, 121. Shir Lamalos, Esainai El Hehari, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri. Ezri Me'im Adonai Osei Shamayim Va'aret. Al Yitain Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha. Hine Lo Yanum Velo Yishan Shomer Yisrael. Adonai Shomrecha, Adonai Tilecha Al Yad Yiminecha. Yomam HaShemesh Lo Yateka V'yareach Valayla. Adonai Yishmarcha Mikol Ra Yishmar Es Nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Seisecha Uvoecha Me'ata V'yad Olam. Tehillim Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalos, Nima Makim Krasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'koli, Tiena Aznecha Kashivos V'kol Tachaninan. Im Avonos Yishmarya, Adonai Mi Ya'amod. Ti Imcha Haslicha L'man Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivasa nafshi v'lidvaro hochalti, nafshi v'adonai mishamrim aboker, shomrim aboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed, v'harbe imo sedus. V'hu yisda es Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Tehillim Kuf Mem Bet 146. Maskil l'David, v'yoso v'me'ara sifila. Koli el Adonai Ezak, Koli el Adonai Eschanan, Eshvok lefanav tichi, sarasi lefanav agid. Yehitatei falai ruchi, vata yadata nesivasi, v'orach zu ahalech, tamnu fachli. Habet yamin ure'ei ve'ein li makir, avad manos mineni, en doresh lenafshi. Za'ach yelecha Adonai amarti atah machti, salki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiv al rinasi ki dalosi ma'od, hatzileni me'erod fai ki amsumi meni. Hotziya mimafir nafshi lahodos eshemecha biyachtiru tzadikim ki sigmol alai. We now recite Achenu. Achenu kol beit Yisrael, anesunim batzara uvashivya, haomdim bein bayam ubein bayabasha, Hamakom yirachem aleihem, v'yotziyem nitzara lirvacha, u'me'afela la'ora, u'mishibud l'gula, hashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv, v'nomar amen. As for our brothers of the whole house of Israel, who are in distress or captivity, on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them, and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, and from oppression to freedom, now, swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Now reciting Shaverach B'chayle Tzahal, the prayer for Israel's defense force. Mishaverach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov,
ומן הים הגדול עד לבוא הערבה, ובכל מקום שהם ביבשה, באוויר ובים. ייתן אדוני את אויבינו הקמים עלינו ניגחים לפניהם. הקדוש ברוך הוא ישמור ויציל את חיילינו מכל צרה וצוקה, מכל נגל ומחלה, וישלח ברכה והצלחה בכל מעשה ידיהם. יד ברצוננו תחתיהם, ויעטרם בחסר ישועה ובעטרת ניצחון, ויצוין בהם הכתוב, כי אדוני אלוהיכם ההולך עמכם, ויילחם לכם עם אויביכם, להושיע אתכם, ונאמר אמן. Yisheberach l'shvuyim, we now recite the prayer for those being held in captivity. Yisheberach avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov Yosef Moshe v'Aharon David u'Shlomo. V'yivareich v'yishmor v'yinsor es nedrei tzva hagana l'Yisrael u'shvuyav et kol achenu hanesunim batzara u'vashivya bavor shekol hakahal hakadosh hazeh nispalel b'avuram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem V'yotiyem Mechoshach B'tzalmaveth U'motoseyem Yinatek U'memutukoseyem Yoshiyem V'yoshiveim Mehera L'cheik Mishvichoseyem Yodu L'adonai Chastov Nifloosav L'vnei Adam Yituyan Behem Nikra Shekasuv Uftuyei Adonai Yeshuvun Uvaot Yom Berina V'simcha Solam Arosham V'sason V'simcha Yasidu V'nasu Yagon V'anacha Venomar Amen. And finally, the Mishaberach Lecholim, the prayer for those who are sick or in need of healing. Mishaberach Avosenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aharon David U'Shlomo V'Yivarech V'Yirapei Es HaCholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimam L'Rapesam L'Hachazikam L'Hachayosam V'yishlach Refua Shlema Min HaShemayim L'Chol Ivareim U'L'Chol Gideim V'Soch Shar Choli Yisrael Refua Sanefesh U'Refua Saguf Hashta Ba'Gala U'Bizman Kariv V'Nomar Amen. May all of our prayers be answered and we're all here just to wrote to vote to sing.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Hammond. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, Amir Tashem in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. As each day, we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing the chama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope for all of Klal Yisrael around the world.